The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, polls have opened today in the historic by-election in Macclesfield outside Manchester that could determine Keir Starmer's future, with Andy Burnham looking to get elected for the Labour Party. For more on this, we're joined by political commentator and columnist for the I newspaper, Adam Bolton. Adam, I've heard this described as the most consequential by-election since the then sitting Prime Minister Alec Douglas Home back in 1963 discharged his peerage in the House of Lords and sought to get elected in Scotland for the House of Commons. Explain to our listeners just why it is so significant.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's about potential change of Prime Minister, as Alec Douglas Home was back in the 1960s. Some people would say it's the most consequential one since 1922, when a Conservative rebellion ended the coalition with the Liberals and brought down Lloyd George. The point is that Andy Burnham, former cabinet minister, currently the mayor of Greater Manchester, has had a vacancy created for him to return to Parliament that would qualify him to challenge and potentially replace the very unpopular Sir Keir Starmer as leader of the Labour Party and potentially Prime Minister. So given that Labour are down in the dumps in the opinion polls at the moment, many in the party see a return of Andy Burnham, if he wins tonight, as frankly their last hope of regaining popularity and possibly winning another election.
Now, when he announced he was standing in this constituency, at first glance, it looked a big ask for Labour to win a seat in this constituency, even Andy Burnham. Based on the local elections, Reform had kind of had wiped the floor with everyone in this area. But Andy Burnham seems to be the favourite for a couple of reasons. Talk to us about the kind of the split in the vote on the right and the significance of that.
Well, the first reason why Labour have been ahead in opinion polls and increasingly comfortably ahead, although that's not the same as votes, of course, is that Andy Burnham is very much a local boy. He's popular as mayor of Manchester, and he has a strong personal following. But as you say, although this has been a safe Labour seat historically, recently it has swung towards Nigel Farage's Reform Party. And in fact, all the wards only in May in the local elections went for Reform. So on paper, it looked like somewhere where the insurgent right-wing party Reform were on course to hammer Labour. Now, as I say, Andy Burnham has popularity. That has helped him. The other issue is that Reform UK is now being challenged on the right by a party called Restore Britain, led by a former member of Reform. And it does appear that that party is attracting a significant minority of support. And it's just possible tonight that Andy Burnham would win, but that Restore will hold the balance, if you like, and that if Restore and Reform had stood together as one party, they might have beaten him. We don't know, but that's a possibility.
I've heard, I think it was the London Independent, described Rupert Lowe as somebody who's rapidly becoming the most dangerous man you've never heard of. How significant is the rise of Restore? They're kind of outflanking and outdoing the other right-wing parties, aren't they?
Well, they're not. In opinion polls, they're getting about 7%, whereas even in Makerfield, whereas Reform UK is getting around 30% or more. So they're not yet the major challenger. But the fact of the matter is that there is a lot of talk in the UK of white rage, resentment of immigrants, both legal and illegal. That is something which Nigel Farage has certainly been playing on. But now we've got Rupert Lowe, as you say, the MP, former president of Southampton,
that's right,
somewhat bizarrely, now an MP for in Great Yarmouth. He was elected as part of Reform, but he split from Nigel Farage because he says that, you know, it's a one-man band and it's not serious. And he's coming out with even more anti-immigrant right-wing policies, which some would regard as racist. And there's no doubt that that is attracting a core of votes.
Is it your expectation Andy Burnham will win? I presume we'll know later tonight, will we?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing an overnight radio show on Times Radio. We are expecting the result by 4 a.m. Should say there's also two by-elections in Scotland tonight. One of them, Aberdeen South, could potentially be a term up for the books, with the Tories actually winning a by-election in Scotland. Wow. For the first time since the days of Alec Douglas Hume.
The aforementioned.
That would be off the SNP.
Okay, that is significant. So if Andy Burnham does win, is he inevitably going to become the next Prime Minister, do you think?
Yes, I think so. The only grit in that prospect for him is that Sir Keir Starmer at the moment is acting tough and saying that he will fight any challenge, any formal challenge. And he, as incumbent leader of the Labour Party, automatically goes into that round. So he would have to stand against Andy Burnham and possibly other candidates. The drawback, I think, for Keir Starmer is if it's apparent that the majority of the parliamentary party would like a change and don't want to support him, I think he may have to, as people have been saying, set a timetable and go quietly. What I think is going to happen if Andy Burnham wins tonight is that Andy Burnham and Keir Starmer will talk, and probably very early next week we'll find out what Starmer's doing. If Starmer says he's staying, it may be that Wes Streeting formally launches a challenge because Andy Burnham seems to be reluctant to be seen the man actually wielding the knife. He wants Keir Starmer effectively to open the door to him.
Okay, thank you indeed for that insight. Political commentator Adam Bolton there. Thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.